So what have you ever dropped down the sink? I woke up this morning. There was a sign on my sink at home, and we just spoke to my wife, Nancy. Apparently, an earring went down the drain.
Hi, Holly. What did you lose?
I lost a pair of glasses in the toilet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's about the response I got from my husband, co-workers, and the plumber.
Yeah. Okay, when you lost your glasses in the toilet, did you just say, okay, they're gone?
No, because I really needed my glasses.
So, did the plumber find them?
The plumber did find them. I had left them on the window behind the toilet, and the window was open, and we must have gotten a breeze or something, and in the middle of the night, they must have went in, and someone went in to use the bathroom and flushed the toilet, and down they went.
What did you do to clean them?
I actually used probably a whole gallon of Clorox over and over again. My husband did finally wind up getting me a different pair of glasses because I complained about it for about a week. But, you know, it was quite an experience. I never had a plumber laugh at me before.
Thanks, Holly. That's a good story.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
And we have a real plumber. This is Bernie from Plumber in Philly. Hi, Bernie. That's the story. It went down the drain in my sink. Oh, free advice. What should I do?
Uh-huh. So listen, this is the situation. If she dropped her earring and then did not use the sink at all after that, then there's a chance that you can disconnect the trap underneath there, the little U-bend underneath.
Yeah.
And it could have gotten caught right there. And if it is a newer house, sometimes they do have plastic traps. And it's very easy to disconnect. Just put a little bucket under there. This way you catch some of the water. And you can actually do it with your hand. You don't even need a wrench if it's a plastic trap.
See, this sounds real easy for you to do, Michael.
My experience, whenever I mess with plumbing, Bernie, and I'm sure this won't surprise you, is that I can never get things to refit watertight after I fool with it.
Well, we love people like you, Mike.
That's what Bernie's counting on.
What is the most valuable thing that you've ever found in the sink?
I think we got a diamond ring out for a lady one time.
Nice.
Hmm. Yeah, I think it was around like 3 carats.
Really nice.
Oh, yeah, it was unbelievable. But I just got a phone call around an hour and a half ago. All right? Yeah. And maybe I shouldn't even mention the phone call, but it was one of these things that's got to be on TV.
Oh, come on. You got to tell us.
You got to tell us now, Bernie.
I've never heard of this before in my life. I've been in business for 33 years.
Now you have to tell us.
Are you sure?
Yes, we want to hear.
We really want to know now, Bernie.
A young lady calls me and she says, listen, I don't know what it is, but there's a rodent stuck in my toilet.
Oh, my God.
But she says it's stuck around the rim of the toilet. I don't know if you ever, you know, the rim where the water actually, when you flush it, the water comes out.
Yeah.
Dude, them holes are real, real small. I said, how did a rodent get stuck in a toilet like that? She said, I don't know, but it was alive. A little mouse. I said, okay. She said, well, I told my husband about it, and my husband duct taped the mouse. I said, I can't believe it.
Bernie, I was hoping this would have a better ending than this.
I know. It's unbelievable. But then she says to me, she says, and I called the exterminator, and the exterminator says, I got to call a plumber.
So, well, nobody wants to deal with it.
I said, in fact, I'm on my way to her house right now. I got to take a picture of this. This has never happened to me in 33 years.
If that were my house, I'd be buying a new toilet. There's no way I'm keeping the duct tape.
I said, you got to buy a new toilet. I said, we got to get a new toilet in there for you.
Oh, Bernie, I'm so glad we met. That's quite a story.
Yeah. Before I let you go.
Yes, Bernie.
Let me give you my rap. You ready?
Yes.
A rap, yeah.
We install sinks, bathtubs too, hot water tanks just for you. So let my plumber be your plumber. We'll do it in the winter, fall, spring, and summer. Don't despair. We'll be right there. Our work is guaranteed. We won't disappear. So if you agree, call 755-5093, and let's get busy.
Why would you ever need any other plumber in the world besides Bernie?
My plumber,
he
ladies
does
and gentlemen.
It all. Yes.
See you guys later, man. Have a good day.
You too,
bye, Bernie.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
It's 802, Tiffy and Michael on B101.